I'm here at Main Street Cellar and Kitchen in Stirling to see Close Encounters, and I'm here with both the artists. Would you introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Marsha Wager.
Hello, I am Aurélie de Souza.
Tell us about the name Close Encounters. What does it mean, Marsha?
Well, it sort of relates to the way we met. I met quite by accident, so we nominated the name to be around the word encounters and close encounters, but it also relates to our artwork, which is close encounters with nature, either of the animal, plant or landscape kind.
I imagine it's important as an artist to have close encounters with other people, particularly if you're from the other side of the world, because you're from many different places, aren't you?
Yes, it is. It was actually a joy to have met Marsha so early after moving here in South Australia. It is important to feel included as well, so it has been a wonderful experience. I've been meeting a lot of people and I will meet more after the exhibition, and I feel very happy to feel like that, feel included.
Yeah, where are you from?
I was born in France and I moved to Portugal because my parents are Portuguese and they miss the sun and the sea. I then moved to South Africa because of my partner who find a job there, and now I'm here in South Australia because of him, and I cannot imagine a life without traveling like that and living new experiences.
And Marsha, you're a local in the Adelaide Hills, and I imagine you get a lot of inspiration from getting up every morning and looking at the beautiful nature surrounding you.
I love living in the Adelaide Hills, and yes, nature is endlessly inspiring, whether it's animals and plants from the local area or from the wider world. The list is endless. There's just an enchanting range of amazing creatures and life out in the world, and when I discover them I can't help but make a painting out of them.
Yeah, and I absolutely love the back wall of the cafe. You are paying homage to some absolutely gorgeous quirky birds of all different breeds, and with it you've crowned each of them.
Yes, they are all regal. I seem to have gone off on a tangent with birds. So there's birds like the Gouldian finch, our Australian bird, but there are other amazing birds like a scarlet ibis, which is entirely red, and an African guinea fowl, which Aurélie knew when she was in South Africa, and an Inca tern and a demoiselle crane, entirely blue with bright red eyes. And because they're gorgeous, I think they deserve to be regal, and I've given them, you know, that sort of attitude as well.
Mm. Oh, that's great. Yeah, just highlighting the quirks that gorgeous birds already have, right?
Indeed.
Aurélie, I absolutely adore one of the cover images of the exhibition Close Encounters, which is a large boulder very delicately balancing on a red hill with a couple of figures in the distance marveling at it. Can you tell us about this one and what it means?
Yes, for this one I was actually inspired by my rock climbing experience. I have been a sport climber for many years now, and my skin has been in contact with the rocky texture, my poor skin, for many years. And I love how big and massive are some rocks, and this one is called Monument to Time. So it has to do with how something can be eternal, can feel it will live forever, and contrasting with us humans who are here for a very ephemeral moment in time. And I like to explore this kind of contrast, and of course landscapes, that's what I'm inspired about as well.
And the figures in the distance, they look like they could be human, they could be alien, and it could be sort of any moment in time, right? It's not necessarily stuck in one moment.
Yes, it could happen in the past or in the future. What matters is the contrast between a living thing actually and something that is very still and will last forever.
And Marsha, your image here, what's that one called?
Oh, that one's called Joyride.
Joyride. And it's I love it because you're a children's illustrator as well, aren't you? A book illustrator. It sort of has that vibe of octopuses having fun, hanging out with stingrays, catching a ride through the water.
Yes, it's so you're looking down on this beautiful body of water and you can see the sand, and there are manta rays swimming off, and on their tails, on the ends of their tails, are three octopi hanging on, and they've all got little expressions, and there's a bit of a story behind them, but it's serene and joyful all at the same time.
And you use digital platforms to make your work, or how do you do your illustrations?
Well, initially I research and I sketch on paper, so the whole thing's done on paper first, and I transfer that to the computer where I paint it from a white screen, build up the paints slowly until I feel like the creatures are done and they tell me that they're finished.
Oh, yeah, they speak to you.
Absolutely.
And orally, I understand you have done a lot of work digitally in the past, but you wanted to branch out this time.
Yes, I took the ride of coming here in Australia, and everything is new for me, and so I wanted to do something new as well. So I explored the world of canvases and oil paintings because I was a bit tired of working all day on a screen, and I wanted my work to be palpable and have some original, and that's what I did.
Yeah, you can definitely sort of reach out and touch it almost, and I love Sentinel, that has a real feeling of peace and exploration as well. Can you tell us about that piece?
Yes, I was actually inspired by a quiver tree I saw in Namibia. It was like these trees alone in the landscape, and it seems like nowhere there was no life to be seen, but that tree holds so many birds and life, and I wanted to explore that contrast between living things and again another very still thing.
So the exhibition is opening on Saturday, and it is open until the 31st of August, Close Encounters in the beautiful Main Street of Stirling at Main Street Cellar and Kitchen. Just lastly, what do you hope people take away from this exhibition, Marsha?
Well, I hope it makes them smile. I hope they enjoy all the life and the colours and the animals and plants and the landscape, and they come away feeling better.
What about you, Orly?
I hope they can feel transported to places they've never been before. It can be in the middle of the desert or underneath the water or in a rocky landscape, and I hope they enjoy the ride.